figure out why marijuana is against the law. No one's ever told me one goddamn reason. It rang true. Grows all over the planet, serves a thousand different functions, all of them positive. To make marijuana against the law is like saying God made a mistake. Isn't it? It's like God on the seventh day looked down at his creation and said, there it is, my creation, perfect and holy in all ways. Now I can rest.
Oh my me. I left fucking pot everywhere. I should never have smoked that joint on Saturday. I leave pot everywhere. That's going to give people the impression they're supposed to use it.
Now I got to create Republicans.
On the eighth day, God wept.
You never hear those good stories, do you? Always on the news. The fucking news! Enemy of the 90s. You watch. Mind control. You never see a positive drug story in the news? Anyone ever seen one? No. News is supposed to be objective, and it's supposed to be the fucking news. But every drug story is negative.
We'll hold it.
I've had some killer fucking times on drugs. Let's hear the whole story. Same LSD story every time. You've all heard it. Young man on acid, thought he could fly. Jumped out of a building. What a tragedy. What a dick. He's an idiot. He thought he could fly. Why didn't he take off the ground? Check it out first. He's a moron. He's dead. Good. There's one less fucking moron in the world.
Celebrate. Celebrate.
We've lost an idiot. Oh, I want Carlink up in traffic tomorrow. I don't mean to sound cold or cruel or vicious, but I am, so that's the way it comes out. But how about a positive LSD story? Wouldn't that be newsworthy just once? Today, a young man on acid realized that all matter is merely energy condensed to a slow vibration, that we are all one consciousness experiencing itself subjectively. There is no such thing as death. Life is only a dream, and we're the imagination of ourselves. Here's Tom with snooker highlights. I think that'll be newsworthy. It loves me. Channel for the Dark Lord. Yeah, bro. Drugs have done good things for us. How do you like that shit? If you don't believe drugs have done good things for us, do me a favor. Go home tonight, take all your albums, all your tapes, and all your CDs and burn them. But you know what? The musicians who made all that great music that's enhanced your lives throughout the years? Real fucking high on drugs. Man, the Beatles were so high, they let Ringo sing a couple of times. Tell me they weren't partying. We all live in a yellow. We all live in a yellow. You know how fucking high they were when they wrote it. They had to pull Ringo off the ceiling with a rake to sing that part. John, get Ringo. He's in the corner. Look, ooh, look at his scooch. Grab him. Hook his belt bottom. Hook his belt bottom. He's got a song he wants to sing on. Something about living in a yellow tambourine or something. Ringo, Yoko's gone, come down, we can party. They wrote great music, they were real high on drugs.
Figure it out.